Besides this, other causes include the myxedema and lymphedema. So myxedema, that is hypothyroidism, can also lead to development of palm plantar hyperkeratoderma. So whenever we receive any patient of acquired keratoderma, we should rule out hypothyroidism. Lymphedema includes a chronic lymphedema which lead to the thickening of the overlying skin, which later becomes so thickened that become papillomatous and irregular warty projections, which are known as a lymphostatic varicosis or mossy foot. So it is most commonly seen in case of filariasis. However, any cause of the chronic lymphedema can lead to the development of this feature. On histopathology, we'll see hyperkeratosis, acanthosis, papillomatosis. The dermis will be edematous in acute cases, and in the chronic there will be a little edema. Besides this, there may be dilated lymphatics with a new vessel formation and inflammatory infiltrate. Both the hyperkeratotic component of the lymphedema will respond to etritinate in a dose of 0.6 mg per kg per day.